This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
There are a lot of contradictions in our culture today. One of them that strikes me as really interesting, not a little bit worrisome, is that compare city people to country people in terms of their preparedness, and you find that those who need to prepare the most, i.e. city folks, tend to be the least prepared of all, while those who have the least need for actual preparedness, i.e. country folks, tend to be the most prepared. Now, why, just as a little background, why am I saying that city people need to practice more preparedness? The answer is because, of course, the high density population of cities. In a city, you have really no natural water source in most places. You have, or it's far from your home. Whereas in the country, you typically have a lot of rivers and creeks and ponds and streams, things like that, that you can deal with. Or rainwater collection. You know, you can collect water off a barn roof out in the country. But you really, if you're living in a city, mostly it's high density housing. So you don't even have a roof. There's someone else living above you rather than a roof that you could collect water off of in many cases. Also, of course, all of the things required to keep you alive are imported into cities. So cities have to import their food, their power, their water. Water's key, but it's also these other things. And then cities export all of their waste products, their sewage waste, their liquid waste, and so on, and they push biosolids back out to the countryside. So cities are really, I've often described them as artificial constructs. Now, they have their advantages, of course. Cities are great places of commerce, and gathering lots of people together in one place makes commerce easier. You know, jobs are more plentiful in cities in many cases and so on. So cities have their place. I'm not knocking everything about a city. But from a survival point of view, a city is a very, very difficult scenario to survive when things go wrong because of all the dependencies of a city. And then on top of that, where do you have the gangs, the violent gangs? It's in the cities. It's not in the countryside. You don't have typically violent gangs roaming around the countryside because that's not where the wealth is. So the gangs are really operating in the cities and the inner cities in many cases because that's where the drug trade is. That's where the prostitution is. That's where it's easier to rob other people's homes or businesses. So there's a lot of violent crime in cities compared to outside of cities. Just look at Chicago. Over 600 murders this year alone in Chicago. In fact, I think that's an outdated number. It's probably over 700 by this time. But lots and lots of murders in places like Chicago or, you know, Los Angeles for that matter. Whereas out in the countryside, there typically are not very many murders. Violent crime is not a big, big problem in most rural areas. Typically, the problems in rural areas are more drug addiction, you know, meth and opioids and that kind of thing, painkiller drugs. But those problems exist in cities as well. And in fact, they're usually exacerbated in the cities. And yet, despite all of this, it tends to be city folks who are the first to say, oh, I don't need to prepare. Everything I need is right here. Like, they'll get their food for that day. And that's all the food they have. They don't have food stored. They don't have, you know, stockpiles of anything. They don't have a gun either, typically. And in many cities, having a gun is illegal for citizens, although it's perfectly legal for the government to have guns. Interesting. So all the firepower is concentrated in the hands of government and restricted from citizens, which is an interesting dynamic. But in the countryside, if you don't have a rifle, if you don't have a shotgun, you're really not living a rural lifestyle because these are basic tools of farming, basic tools of ranching. I couldn't imagine operating my ranch without firearms. It would be impossible. For one thing, just have to shoot rattlesnakes from time to time. sometimes have to scare away the coyotes. You know, guns are really, or firearms, are really important to surviving life in the country. And yet people in the cities tend to think they don't need firearms. And if you really ponder why they think they don't need it, it's because they believe they can call 911 and have men with guns typically dispatched to their property to do the gunning for them. Really, think about it. Why do people call 911? Because they need a problem solved. Why does 911 dispatch men with guns to your property? Because probably a gun is going to be part of the necessary solution, or at least the threat of a gun, to get somebody to stop doing something bad, like harming people or raping or robbing or attempting to murder or kidnap or whatever the case may be, or domestic abuse. So men with guns are universally recognized by even city people as being a useful thing. They just don't want to have to be the man with a gun themselves. They want to call, like, you know, dial 1-800-MEN-WITH-GUNS, you know, bring them on. It's called 911. So they want to have other people do that job for them. Where in the countryside, if you call 911, you know, the police response time might be 25 minutes or longer, depending on where you live. So, you know, you're pretty much on your own out in the country. Now, one reason I mention all this is because I'm doing a lot of my own review of my personal preparedness. I've been doing a lot of skills training over the last year plus on firearms and on prepper skills. And I've been really, really looking hard at my situation. And if you're a lifetime prepper, you always believe that you're not prepped enough. You always think you're behind the curve because you know there's always something better that you could have to be more prepared. Unless you're totally oblivious and living in a city where you don't think you should be prepared at all and you're not even thinking about it. But for those who are preppers, you're always thinking you're behind on prepping. So I was looking at my situation the other day and it hit me like I am more prepared than really 9,999 people out of 10,000 people. I am really well prepared. I mean, extremely well prepared. And I live in the country, which means I probably don't need to be as prepared as I am. And I know it might be shocking to hear me say that because usually I'm always talking about everybody should get more and more prepared. But it just hit me. It's like, you know what? I'm probably sufficiently prepared for almost anything. And yet, I live in an area where probably nothing bad is going to happen. Why is that? Because it's out in the middle of nowhere in Central Texas. And like, I'm not really walking distance from Austin or walking distance from Houston. Yeah, I mean, I'm maybe like a gas tank drive away from big cities in Texas. But there aren't going to be hordes of insane mobs roaming through Central Texas trying to loot and rob all the ranches. For one thing, they just wouldn't get very far because all the ranchers are armed. So they take a lot of heavy casualties before they would get very far. But the other thing is, the kind of people who live in Central Texas in the rural areas just tend to be really good people. People who are honest. People who, many of them, are churchgoers. So they have ethics. They have morality. And they're willing to help their neighbors, but they're not going to steal from people because they have ethics. So the people of Central Texas make it a safer place, whereas the people in liberal cities, it's just like every person for themselves. You know, liberals lie and steal and deceive just by default. Liberals don't think anything of stealing from someone else or committing fraud or vote fraud or whatever it takes for them to win an election. Everything is okay with them. And so when things go bad, when liberals don't have food, they just feel like they can steal your food. But country people typically aren't like that. Country people have a sense of fairness. They are more likely to abide by the rules and try to help others as much as they can. For example, I have a plan to donate a lot of food supplies to the local churches if things get bad and we have people going hungry because of some collapse, I don't know, war, EMP, whatever. I'm going to donate to the churches. That's my plan. And I've done that in the past, by the way. I've donated to churches and donated to nonprofits, like truckloads of food, by the way, in the past. So this is very consistent with things I've done in the past. And yet at the same time, I'm also going to be incredibly well prepared myself. And like most people in Central Texas, I am absolutely going to defend my life and my family and my property using firearms. No question about it. No hesitation. And because of that, I am even mentally more prepared than most people in America who they're not even mentally able to handle adaptation or survival or to take action that's decisive if needed in the defense of their own life. Many people would just sit there and almost they would rather die than have to shoot in self-defense. There are people like that. Well, I'm not one of them. I'll tell you what, I'm the last person to initiate violence, but if violence comes to my doorstep and someone brings it to me, I'll be the last one standing because, you know, I will deploy against those who are committing violence against me. No question about it. And it's that kind of attitude that's very common across Central Texas, which is why we are probably very well prepared for what's coming. So the takeaway for this, of all this for you is wherever you are, if you're in a city, you have a higher need for preparedness, frankly, than someone who lives in the country. So assess your own situation. Are you sufficiently prepared given where you live? Do you have a bug out plan? Do you have a bug out bag? Do you have a bug out vehicle if you're living in a city? Do you have a plan for self-defense? Are you competent in firearms? Do you have a pistol and a rifle? If you don't have a rifle, you're not really prepared, technically. Pistols are only good for getting to your rifle, frankly. So assess your own situation. And the other thing is you can move out to the country and immediately you're more prepared, even if you've done nothing else other than just move out of the city. So just getting out of the city is a top priority for preparedness, frankly. So I hope you consider that. It's something that is doable for most people, depending on your job, if you have a job or where, you know, where you're living and so on. But consider getting out of the city. And then when you get to the country, check the area, make sure you're surrounded by people who are also prepared, people who are good, people who have ethics, who have morals, who also believe in self-reliance, and then you will automatically be way more prepared than most other people. So thanks for listening. You can check out my websites, survival.news, as well as gear.news. Gear, G-E-A-R, gear.news. Check it out. This is Mike Adams, Health Ranger here. Be safe.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.